Hiya guys, it's just Rob here. There's an absolutely fantastic message from Derek Longwright. Derek used to be a social worker in the Sheffield area, and Derek and Maria have got an absolutely fantastic business. But there's a message here from Derek about the importance of attending bigger events. Make sure you get round the bigger meetings and make sure that all of your team get along to the Clean Easy event in Bolton in May. Don't miss that. Be crazy to miss that. But here's a fantastic message from Derek. Listen to it all the way through to the end. There's some fantastic tips on here from Derek. Here we go.
Hello Rob, hello Ray, Derek and Maria here. Just got home from the Success Seminar and feel the need to say a great big heartfelt thank you. Again, you've not only pulled off a superb meeting, but to my mind, this day today, all taken together, the content, the tone, the learning, the laughs, the goodwill, an absolute classic, if I may say so. Thank you, grateful, impressed, and coming next time. I've said to our team members for some years now, I cannot replicate for you the content, the value, and the quality of an event, especially an event like that. Frankly, ultimately, to get it, you have to be there. But I do have a go at sort of blurting out the sort of things that we've been exposed to when we have been there, to give people a sporting chance, to give it the priority, and get booked in right now for the next one. I'm just looking at my pages of notes here. I'm just gonna canter through. First thing, what a delight to see Joe coming through, developing herself into the host role with loads of very obvious coaching and support from the mistress of hosting, Tracy. That of itself was great to see, and I know it's part of your philosophy about helping, showing people how to develop. Stretch, absolutely lovely, right there. Then Peter Wellock's spot, he's the most senior and knowledgeable person that I've ever seen do the full 45-year plan training. Therefore, I've learned things from there that I've not learned on previous presentations. So I've now got observations, statements, facts, figures that I can use to speak briefly and dramatically to other people about our opportunity. That was brilliant. The circles video in Rob's voice. Well, I've actually seen that, but that's been shown to everybody now. Wow, I can't really encapsulate that. Tracy, that's Tracy and Harvey, obviously, top flight retailers, and the kind of teachers you want on retail. And another thing that delighted me about that, Tracy and Harvey have been taught in person by different people from those who taught Derek and Maria. And yet I was delighted at how very nearly exactly in detail the same our retail systems are. What a tribute to the power and the solidity of the duplication that you've created downline from yourselves. And when you were talking later, Rob, about that conversation that goes, interested, they say no, you say, do you know anybody else? We're still doing it. We're still duplicating it. It's just absolutely wonderful. I've had such a great day today, and I really trust that everybody else has too. Who else did we have? You came on for a bit, Rob. I'm not going to try and sum up the teaching of Rob. I'm just not going to try. But there are always things that jump out and jump out. Well, I'm just not going to try and sum it up. Jay came on. Jay knows personally, I've said for years, what a superb representative of our opportunity. What a great teacher. Yeah. Just one of those little special nuggets that you catch sometimes after you've been in the business 10 years, whatever. Yeah. Jay says, don't say goodbye, say by the way. And to understand really what he meant, you had to be there. My business has always financed itself. That right there is a powerful statement. We pick up these things by coming to these meetings. And Rob, of course, you were there for a large part of the afternoon. Your passion was on top form. I noticed you also had a grinning and smiling as we were learning and taking on board the pure confidence that the concept is good. We simply have to show it to other people. And you did tell people, you told the room, the secret. And I don't know whether to blurt out what you said, because it's real powerful, or just tease people and say, oi, book in next time, and then you'll know as well. I did write down Rob's philosophy. I don't know if this is all of it, but this is 5 words. Help your people make money. You understand what lies behind that? That is the science of our business, and it's the loveliness of our business, and it's how we make money, and it's all the same thing, and it's extraordinary, and you teach that to us. Ah! Take strength from what you know. That's a powerful statement. I thank you for that. And some advice from Ray at the end, including about how to balance your business. Don't spend all your time retailing. Sponsor some people. Yeah. Simple, powerful, like everything else that we've heard today. Just 2 more things and then I'm going to shut myself up. You didn't say these words, but this is my attempt to capture the whole teach for myself. Simple, human, duplicatable. I'd like to attribute that to my learning in the Robin Ray Success Seminar. And my big flash finish was one of the things that you said, Rob, towards the end. If people don't see it, if people don't put the work in, if people quit, it's not your fault. And again, I have enough experience to know how valuable that is, because the thing that holds back some of the best people, the most caring and careful and honest people, the thing that holds too many people back from sponsoring is a too much feeling of responsibility for what they do. And once again, you've nailed that in simple, human, and duplicatable language. Have I made my point, Robin Ray, clear? Thank you. I'm grateful. We're grateful. And if folks are wise, they'll join us, and they'll be grateful and all in a month's time. Thank you.